if you're hearing rumors about Microsoft discontinuing support for Windows 7 in January, they are true. However, they're discontinuing what they call mainstream support. Mainstream support is what's offered during the primary life of a product. It includes security updates, non-security, what are called hotfixes, are really more like bug fixes, no charge support for certain types of licenses, and feature updates. So when mainstream support ends for a product, it goes into what's called extended support. And usually it's a period for about 5 years after it converts. What that means is that they're dropping all the other offerings, and from this point forward, they'll only be offering security updates. For you and I and most small businesses, not a big deal. You probably won't miss a thing. It's not going to mean a thing to you. The real deadline for Windows 7 is January of 2020. That's when it's going to reach its end of support life, and we'll experience what we just experienced with Windows XP. So if you're a Windows 7 user and you're hearing these things, no reason to panic. Everything's cool. You're going to be able to continue to use it and get security updates through 2020. If you're a Windows Vista user, your end of support date's a little closer. It's in April of 2017, so you will have to take action sooner. What's more likely to affect both consumers and small businesses are the end of support dates of some other very popular programs, such as Microsoft Office version 2003 and Server 2003. This past April, Windows XP got a lot of attention when the end of support date hit, but lost in all that hoopla was another very popular program, Office 2003. So if you're still using that older version of Office that includes Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook, you're kind of on your own when it comes to security on that as well. Most people are pretty aware that you need to be keeping Windows updated constantly to protect yourself against exploits, but not so much when it comes to Microsoft Office. Every version of Office should be updated regularly to plug the holes that are routinely discovered in these various programs. And that includes Microsoft Office for Mac users. You should update those as well. When it comes to Server 2003, businesses that are running that have until July of 2015 to convert. But procrastinating is not a good idea. Unlike upgrading Windows on a desktop or laptop, which is generally pretty straightforward, upgrading a Windows server involves a lot more moving parts. You'll likely have to upgrade your hardware and some other software, and of course budget for it. You're going to have to migrate your applications, your data, your user settings, security policies, and a host of other things that are going to complicate things and deal with any changes in the server platform itself. All of this can result in various compatibility and performance issues that you're going to need some time to work out. So you should allocate plenty of time to make this conversion if you are a small business running on Server 2003. The last thing you want to do is deal with these things under the gun because of an impending deadline. The bottom line is, when you hear that Microsoft is ending support for a product, don't ignore them.